SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Tuesday night, an election night throughout the United States. Hope everybody got out and vote. It'll be probably a long night, days, weeks, depending on who you're backing to find out how this thing goes. But should be interesting nonetheless, that's for sure. Not a big night live. Tons of hockey, though. The NBA shuts down for Election Day, whereas hockey fills the entire schedule. So we have plenty of pucks. We have lots of football to talk about. You had the trade deadline in the NFL today. I will spend a couple minutes later breaking down these first college football playoff rankings that just came out in the last hour, the first ones. And we have several other things to do as well. Mike Carver with you, sans Joe, as usual on Tuesday. And it doesn't take long to find out who Joe's chasing after this week. All you had to do was follow Joe on Twitter. I woke up Sunday morning, and I couldn't believe how many tweets Joe rang off, basically destroying Lincoln Riley in the USC program. So Joe's out west going after Lincoln Riley. He must have lost a couple big tickets on USC against Washington Saturday night. So Joe seemed very upset, gutless, as he would like to say. But Joe's never here on Tuesday. George Kurtz is, and it's always good to have George with us. And things change for George now as well. You know, last Tuesday we were together for, did we have the only win together, George, right? The night the Yankees won, I think, is when we were together. They, of course, didn't get it done any other night. But now that baseball's over, George, the focus, at least on weeknights, especially when there's no NFL, strictly squares to the hockey. George, good to see you as always. How are you?
How am I? You mentioned Yankees lost about 6 days ago now, so that's done. Cowboys, oh yeah, great trade today. Jerry's completely lost. Cowboys are done. And of course, do the Islanders have enough players healthy to have a team tonight? I'm not really sure. Everyone seems to be going on IR. Off of this team there, so that sort of is what it is as well here. So at least you got Buffalo, Mike. Right? At least you got the Bills. Right? I am drowning here.
I do have that, and you know, it would be nice if one of these years George was actually their year with that quarterback. It would be nice for that to happen. Of course, Bills, one of the franchises in the NFL that have never raised the Lombardi Trophy at the Super Bowl. So maybe things can change here. With Josh Allen at the helm. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, George, NFL-wise, because when you talk about contenders, despite the Chiefs being 8-0, I think we should get into there may be some cracks in that wall this year. I mean, they're not exactly dominant every week. We'll find out if George thinks that maybe the Chiefs, a little bit of smoke and mirrors here with the 8-0 start. We have lots of stuff for the trade deadline. As the big move was Lattimore going to Washington, who obviously has accelerated what they're trying to do. The Steelers made a couple of moves and a couple of other small items that we will get to. But the only live thing is the pucks that we have here. And George, I don't see a lot of goals on the board yet in hockey tonight. That's for sure. I got scoreless in Toronto with the Leafs and the Bruins. 1-1 second period Flyers and the Canes. Scoreless in the second, Calgary and Montreal. 2-0 Buffalo as they start the second period up there. And at the horse track, the Islanders and the Penguins scoreless as well with about 4 minutes left to go in the first. And you got several other games tonight, which we'll get to along the way, including the 11-1 Winnipeg Jets, who are out to some kind of start with Utah coming into their building tonight. So a very busy night on the ice, George. What are you involved with?
All right, well, we'll start with our Islanders right here. I don't think the Islanders can score, so I'm on the under. All right, okay. Pittsburgh's not a goal scoring machine.
I hope you embed the Islanders.
No. I think to Pittsburgh plus 134. All right, you give me plus 134 against an Islanders team. I said no Barzal, no Duclair, no Romanov, no Riley, no Pelic. I mean, wow. So it's hard to say. It's hard to be betting on the. I don't think I'll be betting on the Islanders anytime soon. By the way. So, I bet on
you only bet on them, George, when they take a two-goal lead in the game. When the Islanders get up two goals, that's when you go and you bet the other team. That's really the only thing I would bet tonight.
Because they're so good at protecting leads. frustrating. So frustrating. So, we're on the Pens. We're on the under here. I got a mixed bag going in Buffalo here. I'm on the over. They got two goals first period. Great. But I'm also on the Sens, so that's not going well. Bruins leads. Once I found out that Austin Matthews is out, not that he was scoring goals anyway. All right, maybe this is why he wasn't scoring goals. Upper body injury, he's out day-to-day here. But went for the under there. Boston also coming off back-to-back shutouts over the weekend. Granted, it was against lesser teams. But not like Toronto's been lighting the lamp here. Flames and Canadiens, I left alone.
I don't blame you for that. I do sometimes like playing the Canadiens at home. You almost always get them as a dog, no matter unless they're playing somebody really bad. But... Calgary's been okay to start the year, so I didn't want any part of that. Utah, Winnipeg, Tampa, and St. Louis, Kings, Wild, Kraken, Avalanche, Canucks, Ducks, Jackets, Sharks, all still to come. In fact, three of those games start right now, George. The Winnipeg, St. Louis, and the Minnesota game all getting going. The Kings coming off a 3-0 win in Nashville last night, now in Minnesota tonight against the Wild. With the Wild minus -192 there to kick things off. So we have a lot of hockey, and we do have the trade deadline. Did you expect more, George, from the NFL trade deadline? I felt like I was kind of surprised at the Lattimore thing because I don't think that really was talked about a lot the last few weeks. But you never didn't get the big flashy, like people thought maybe DK Metcalf, something like that. You didn't get the big flashy offensive name. Mike Williams stinks. But he'll probably do better in Pittsburgh than he did with the Jets.
I mean, the Lattimore thing, we did hear Washington wanted a cornerback. So we knew they were in the market for it. It makes sense for New Orleans. I mean, they got to get rid of a lot of players, right? Because they're way over the cap next year. Right? They've got cap problems, major cap problems next year. They're going to need a whole slew of capologists to get under that salary cap next year. So maybe this is the start of it. This is why, Mike, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Little surprise they re-signed Kamara. I mean, do they have the money to do that? You know, it seems like a luxury item at this point in his career there. So whatever, I thought it was a good deal for both sides, by the way. Love the move of the Detroit Lions getting Smith there. They needed a pass rusher here. Once again, we had talked about this deal, this exact deal. We knew that he was going to the Lions here. It's been talked about since Hutch went out. And they finally got it done here. So I think that's a big move for Detroit. It's still hard for me to say it in my head or out loud. Detroit just might be the best team in the NFL. Not just the NFC, the NFL. They can beat you anyway, Mike. You want to play? You want to go through the air? Hey, we'll throw the ball with Goff and St. Brown and LaPorta and Gibbs out of the backfield. You want to run? You want to play smash mouth? We can do that with Montgomery and Gibbs too, and that offensive line we have here. I mean, Detroit, I mean, wow. It's just hard to believe. They just might be that good.
We briefly mentioned it last week, George, and I was surprised people thought Detroit was going to have a problem in elements. And I know that you throw that caveat in, well, it's the first game they're playing outdoors all year. Okay, I get it. They play in a dome. They've played all their games in a dome. They're a dome team. But the structure of their team is a smash-mouth team. They have a great running game with two backs and a great offensive line, and they play great defense. They are a good outdoor team. But the good news for them is, George, they're not going to need to play outside in January because they're going to make everybody come to them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe. We're just getting going on a Tuesday night on the grid. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM channel 159 here with you on a Tuesday night. Carver sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow night. So, of course, George Kurtz is with us here, as he is every Tuesday on CNL. Okay, George, let's start with this. The Chief-Buck game on Monday night. You know, I hate the Chiefs, George. I'm always very vocal about that around here. They are obviously for two reasons. One, I think that generally, unless you're a fan of the team that dominates and wins year after year after year after year, everybody gets sick of them, I think. And then also you factor in that my team is one of the teams that can never beat them at the end of the day. And I think that that just adds even more fuel to the fire. But I got to tell you, George, watching them this year, and I always put my hand in the cookie jar, and Mahomes always comes out with the mallet and hits me over the head at the end of the year. They're winning these games kind of like, I get it, they're winning, so who cares? But it just feels like they're not as good or dominant. I don't know. The offense, that was the first time they scored 30 points this year. The defense has been pretty good. They've gotten a lot of lucky breaks in these games, calls, etc. I know they're 8-0. Do you see any cracks, George? Let me ask you that. Any cracks in the Chiefs? Oh, I don't have George. We lost George. George is going to have to or George mute.
George had a little, George's Alexa was going a little off, so I had to, make Alexa keep quiet. Apparently, I got a delivery. For those who wondering, no delivery outside. Maybe they're going to deliver the Cowboys a win here. Maybe I got Jonathan Mingo delivered to the house. Kansas City, they're doing just enough to win, right? It's what they do. Every game, just enough. It's like they don't want to overexert themselves. We're going to do just enough to win here. All right. And by the way, Todd Bowles, go for two, buddy.
He's got to go for
two next time. That was idiotic. That's a mistake. But anyway, they survive. All right, that's what they do here. Now you look at their schedule here. I mean, they play your boys in a couple of weeks, right?
They're gonna go 14.
Play your boys. And I gotta tell you, man, the funny
minimum.
That's assuming they lose to Buffalo. Who else are they losing to?
That's they're gonna go 14-3 if they lose to Buffalo, lose one division game to someone at some point.
Chargers?
And lose to either Houston or Pittsburgh. I don't think they'd lose all those games. I'm saying let's just put them into those because Buffalo beats them in the regular season every year now and then loses to them in the playoffs. Buffalo has gone to Arrowhead in October, November the last few years and beaten them. And I think they'll probably do it again, George, in 2 weeks when they play there in a couple weeks. But it's January that the Bills have to get past. I just don't know if the way they're winning this year is going to be sustainable through February and into New Orleans. I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
I think that's fair. And I don't think they're the best team in the AFC. I don't. I know if we're doing power rankings, they're undefeated, fine. You got to put them at number one. Everyone's going to do that. I don't think they're better than Baltimore. Baltimore lost to them by a toenail. Literally a toenail. Yeah. Right? If likely could stay in bounds. And you could make an argument that Baltimore's a better team today. I guess we can make the same argument once again for Kansas City with Hopkins there, a better team as well. So maybe that washes out, but it's close. And I don't know. I'm not sure if Baltimore knew what they had in Derrick Henry in game one. All right. So now we'll see what the difference is there. I think Buffalo is, if they're not right even with these two teams, they're right behind them. So I think those are the three best teams in the AFC. And like I said, right now, if they were playing on a neutral field, I would probably not vote for Kansas City against either one of those two teams. Like I said, Bo, next week when they play Buffalo, which is at week 10, week 11, whatever it is, I'll be on Buffalo. I'll be on Buffalo, assuming there are no big injuries this weekend. Right. Certainly, I would go at Baltimore over Kansas City. But, and I know working with Scott Wessel this morning on the money line, he'll tell you that the refs are all over. Yeah, they want Kansas City to win, right? The NFL wants Patrick Mahomes to be undefeated and all that.
He may flags,
not be wrong. He may not be wrong.
It's hard to deny it. It's hard to deny it sometimes with some of the calls that they get. It is wild. But I think you're right. I think that it's the Chiefs. Obviously, it's the Chiefs until someone beats them. I can't put anybody on the same plane as them. Baltimore, Buffalo, and I know that people are going to say, well, Baltimore killed Buffalo when they played them this year. I sat here and told everyone that week. That was an impossible spot for the Bills. the Ravens hadn't won a game yet. Weren't they 0-2 or 0-3 or something, or 1-3? They needed that game a light years more than the Bills, who hadn't lost yet. The Ravens were, it was everything for them, and the Bills, things got out of hand. In fact, that's the game, I think, George, that inspired them to trade for Cooper, because that, I know it was a couple weeks after that game that they did it, but I think that's the game that showed them, all right, when we play this team again, we need a little bit more offensively to be able to, even though they gave up so many points and Henry ran over them. Henry always destroys the Bills. It's tough. But you look at the way things are going now, George, the Bills are running away and hiding in the AFC East. And even though they lost to Baltimore, that might not matter when we get to seeding time, because even though Baltimore beat them, they might have to go to Buffalo if they play. Let's say they're the 2-3. They might have to go to the Bills, because the Bills might end up with 12, 13 wins, and Baltimore might end up with 10 or 11, or and the Bills are going to finish ahead of them. And they're going to have to, and that's going to be a big difference in that game. I know it, because Lamar on the road in the playoffs, he's lost a game in Buffalo already in the playoffs in his career. Different teams, I get it, but he's got a lot to prove too, George. He's got a lot to prove.
Is it Lamar, Dak Prescott? Once again, great in the regular season. Playoffs, not so much yet here. And I think you make a great point, once again. Buffalo, their schedule's not all that hard either. At the Kansas City, they play them at home here. They do play Detroit on the road.
They play the Niners too.
I don't know what I feel about the Niners, and it's in Buffalo.
I think they're starting. I think you're going to see if they get McCaffrey back this week. They've been so bad, and you know what? We'll do this when we come back. They've been so bad that if they get McCaffrey back this week, they look around and go, you know, we're 4-4, but we could still win this division. I feel like they can turn a corner and get some things going if McCaffrey's healthy and they can lean on him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe. We'll come back. We got a lot more to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have you aboard here. On the grid. Nothing really changing. Hurricanes now up 3-1 on the Flyers in Carolina. 3-2, huh, George? You got that. 3-2. End of one at the horse track with the Islanders and the Penguins.
Shocking.
Still
shocking.
Scoreless. I know. Shocking. George on the under there with those two teams. And other than that, Flames have scored in Montreal against the Canadiens. Scoreless in the three games that all started at the top of the hour with us. So we're keeping our eyes on hockey. There is some college football tonight. Maction is back. I saw a pick six for Ball State as they take a 7-0 lead over Miami of Ohio, and Bowling Green is up 6-0 on Central Michigan. A couple of field goals there for the Falcons as they have the lead over the Chippewas. Maction back on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Everybody loves it. I will give a couple minutes. I know George, not like if you had to put the scale of college football, and Joe Lisi's the encyclopedia of college football, and he is all the way over here. George is kind of on the other side of the spectrum. Like Joe's the college is the leaflet. George is the leaflet of college football, and Joe is the encyclopedia of college football. But the first this season, college football playoff rankings came out tonight. And let me just say this. As we know, we do this every year. The first rankings they put out the first week of November will look absolutely nothing like the ones that are going to come out when it's actually over. And there's still 4 weeks left in the season. A lot's going to change, but I'll at least give you a couple minutes on that later on before we get out of here. All right. It's funny, George, you said to me during the break that the Raiders hired Norv Turner. Now the Raiders chopped Getsy after that loss against the Bengals on Sunday, as they looked pathetic again. And Antonio Pierce he's only had the job for like less than a year, and he's already running out of people to fire and throw under the bus. So the Raiders named Scott Turner interim offensive coordinator, Joe Philbin, former Dolphin coach, as interim offensive line coach, and have added Norv Turner to the coaching staff as a senior advisor. So they're going to look to the Turner family, George, to turn around the Raiders' fortunes here. I'll give you a good game plan for them. Throw the ball to Bowers every play. That would be my game plan if I was them, because he's like the best player that they have on the field. So I would just throw it to Bowers every play.
I think Noah Turner's advice might be get a quarterback. Okay? What did you think was going to happen this season? You had Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, and now you got Desmond Ridder. What did you think was going to happen? You thought this was going to work out? And fire the quarterback coach? Yeah, like it's his fault. It's his fault you have nobody playing quarterback. I mean, come on. This is why it's just so idiotic sometimes. And honestly, I'm not saying it's Antonio Pierce's fault, but it's probably the GM's fault. Did they really think, oh, yeah, we can win with Gardner? Or we'll win with Aiden? Because you know what? Patrick Mahomes isn't in our division. Justin Herbert's not in our division. I mean, come on. I mean, this is idiotic here. So this doesn't matter. Well, this is dressing a pig. Until you get a quarterback in there, I mean, this team's just bad, bad, bad.
Well, I guess they're going to have a chance to get one because they're one of the, like, 7 or 8 teams that's 2-7 right now, right? How bad is the league, George, right? Like, do you remember, like, I remember in November, like, there obviously being a couple of teams that are in the running for the top overall pick and have 1 win, 2 wins. To have this many teams, 2-6, 2-7, this far into the season, I don't know how great that is for the league. Like, you've got a lot of teams that are in the mix here to get this top pick, which is not like having it next year when you have Arch coming out. This is a much different draft this year.
It's not good. It's not good for the league, right? Now, some of those teams we thought would be better. We thought Miami would be better. Tua got hurt.
Right.
Fine. Dallas has 3 wins, but we know what their problem is. They were certainly overrated. I'm not going to put Cleveland in this list. I don't think we thought they would be great. Houston, nobody there. I mean, everybody thought they're bad. I'm trying to think of the other teams we thought were going to be bad who are bad. It's just those teams, right? So there are bad teams. But the thing is, almost all the bad teams are run terribly. All right, if you run terribly, you're going to be bad.
You're right about that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lee from SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid, election night throughout the country here in the United States. Mike Carver with you, sans Joe. Joe out on assignment, as usual on Tuesdays. George Kurtz is with us, and it really does become the blue line time of the year for George. It's hockey time. Baseball's over, and it's blue line time for George. And we're going to do a little baseball later, too, because me and George always love beating up on Cashman, and I hate his smug press conferences like the one that he had today. I can't stand that dude. So we'll do that later. But I want to finish this off, George, what you were just saying. You look at the draft order right now, and obviously there's 8 weeks left in the season, 9 weeks, whatever it is. But to have 9 teams with 2 wins at this point in the year, 9 teams, you've got 7 2-7 teams, and you've got 2 2-6 teams. That is bonkers. New England, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Carolina, Cleveland, Vegas, Giants, Miami, Tennessee, all with 2 wins. And you mentioned, George, run poorly, right? Out of this group, how many constitute the run poorly aspect? Obviously, Cleveland is in there. Oh, yeah. Cleveland's run poorly. Jacksonville?
Jets.
Run poorly. The Jets are actually, I didn't put in this column because they're 3-6. So I didn't put them here, but they would be next. The Jets and Dallas have 3 wins. So I guess we can't put them out of the equation either.
Jets will win some more games, though. Dallas is not winning more games.
Well, I'm going to get to you with that. Carolina
Raiders are run poorly.
Raiders,
Giants.
Carolina, Cleveland. I mean, you have to say it now. I know they were one of the model franchises in football for a very long time. They've been run poorly for 10 years now. 10 years plus, the Giants. So I guess you have to put them into that equation.
How do you let Saquon Barkley go?
Yeah.
That alone puts you in the run poorly category.
Doesn't look very good right now. That's for sure. Now, how many of these teams need quarterbacks, George? Not New England.
Well, Miami's
going
to have to get a really good backup. New England, no.
New Orleans.
Cleveland. New Orleans, yes. Cleveland, yes. Tennessee, Giants. Yes. Yes.
Giants. Raiders, Giants and yes. Raiders. So Giants, Raiders, New Orleans, Cleveland. Well, Cleveland,
Panthers?
I don't know. I mean.
Well, they need one. Whether or not they'll admit it or not, I don't know, but they need one.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ready. I mean, they've brought him back in. Now, let's see. He won a game finally this week. Let's see if maybe he changes his story here. Because, you know, it's not even just about winning, right, George? It's do you look competitive and are you scoring points? Because he obviously doesn't play defense. But if Bryce Young can actually start moving the football and looking like an NFL quarterback, that could change things for them fairly quickly if he could start to do that. Now, I don't know. I saw some small flashes of it against another bad team this past Sunday. Will we see some more flashes of it? Is the stuff that Canales is feeding him starting to maybe finally get through after he got to sit for a couple of weeks?
I'm the first to tell you, it's rookie quarterback, it's not fair. It's just not fair. They want you to play so well so quickly, right? No one
it's
has
nonsense.
Patience anymore. It's crazy. I mean, you think about Anthony Richardson, which I think is the poster boy for this. When the Colts drafted him, they knew he was a project. He has played, what, 10 NFL games, 12 at most?
Yeah.
And you think you're ready to move on because it's not working out right now. And you knew he was a project, that he was nowhere near a finished good guy coming out of college here. And yet it's not working out. I say this all the time. Back when I was younger, you know, backup quarterbacks would wait behind the starter for years. Years! 3, 4, 5 before they would even have a chance of sniffing the starting role here, because it's a really tough position to play, probably the toughest in all of sports with everything you need to know and all the skills that go along with it here. But we're not waiting nowadays. We're just not. And it's almost sad. It's unfortunate, and it's not fair, but it's mainly because you only got up for 4 years, 5 at most, you pick up the contract. So you need to know right away, and you can't win in today's NFL without a quarterback.
Richardson's played 10 games, 4 last year and 6 this year. And I wouldn't even say it's a full 10, because there's at least 3 out of those 10 games that he didn't make it through the whole game, that he only played a half or played a quarter or played – like, those aren't even 10 full games. It's like 8 games or 7.5 games is what he's really played. It's just wild. There's just no time. They don't let any of these guys develop. And
If you're a GM and it's not working, you're going to get fired. It's like, get him in there. Get him in there. I need to see if my number one pick can do it, because if not, I'm going to get fired. You know, it's just there's no patience among anybody anymore. You know, you need to be good. What if you just got hired today to coach a team? You've got what? The end of this year, you'll get next year. And they don't see improvement, they're looking to move on in 2026. Yeah, because you didn't improve quick enough, even though you only got a year and a half. It's just it's crazy what's expected of GMs, of coaches, of quarterbacks in today's game.
And I think that's why the Giant contingent is going to continue to get a bite at the apple here, because I think that Daboll and Shane have sold John Mara, who also doesn't want to make any more changes because he just recycled through so many guys after Coughlin now, that he feels like he needs to stay with the group for a little bit. But I think those guys have the argument of, well, we've never drafted our own quarterback. Let us have our own guy that we can get from the beginning and things will change. Now, I don't think that's completely fair, because if they wanted that, then Shane shouldn't have signed Daniel Jones to that extension, which was under his watch. Maybe Mara had something more to do with that than we know. But I think those two guys, George, have sold Mara that we need to get our own guy from scratch and work with him. They wanted to do it this year with May and Daniels, and they just couldn't get high enough to do it. Will they be able to do that this year with Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, or whoever? I guess
Shador
and Deion
going to Giants. That'd be something. Package deal. No, it's not. Yeah, I joke. It's not. That's not happening. Dion here, New York. Oh boy, that would be. There's no way Mara's doing that. No way.
I would bet the Giants are on his list of teams that he's allowed to go to. Because remember, Dion's already said he's only going to let his sons play for certain teams. So if a team that he doesn't deem like probably Cleveland, I would bet. Let's just throw a name out there. Dion probably feels Cleveland is a team that isn't worthy enough for his son. If they had the first pick, let's just say, Dion won't allow him to go there. However that works, George. Now that's, you know, I guess the Manning and Elway type of deal. Just tell him we're not playing for you. That's it. So that's how they're going to force the issue.
Call bluffs, right? Call their bluff, you know, and see whether they'll still draft you or not. It might work. It might not. Well, my night just got a little better. Crosby, anytime goal comes in.
Wow. Crosby's gotten hot. Crosby's gotten hot since they put Malkin with him, right? I saw 7 points in three games coming into tonight, and now he gets a goal. He had two goals the other night against Montreal.
Terrible play. Mayfield gave it away behind the net, right out front. Why just pass it to him next time? This is a bad play by Mayfield behind that. Oh, we're challenging. I guess this play was a long time. Maybe it was off. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Offsides?
I don't know what they're challenging.
Offsides?
It wasn't on the rush. So I guess they still could have been offsides long ago.
I got to flip it on. I've been so beat down by the Islanders, George. It's been tough because I'm
beat down by everybody.
You are beat down by everyone. I'm giving George a break. I was gonna wait till the second hour to start hammering him with the Cowboy stuff. I was gonna wait till 9 o'clock to start doing that to him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Gertz for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz in for Joe. You know, we said the Islanders, the Penguins, I should say, scored the Crosby goal early in the second period. Now, they're reviewing the play, George. Now, there's one thing, and I flipped it on, and it is, it's very close, and they're challenging for, Kai was kind of jumping on. It's kind of an offsides type of play. But here's my one thing about this, George, and whether the Islanders win this challenge or not, it's the same. It should never take this long to review anything. There's got to be, George, at some point, and I feel the NFL is the same way, and Major League Baseball and all this stuff. If there's a call made on the field, on the ice, on wherever, and in 90 seconds, you don't have definitive evidence, it's not that clear, you got to move on. Like this 3, 4, 5 minutes were taken to try to get these calls that minuscule, blade by blade, over the line. Like, I just don't feel, George, that is what these rules were intended for. They weren't intended for the microscopic blade by blade take 5 minutes to figure it out. It just wasn't.
I 1,000% agree with you. And I was actually thinking a minute. You gave him 90 seconds. You're giving him 30 more than me. It's not, we want to fix the clear and obvious. That's the ones we want to fix. Not the ones that we're looking for, looking for Grissom and CSI to go examine under a microscope for the next 38 days here. Those we don't want to involve here. So it was ruled a goal, by the way. And I, from what I saw, I think it's the right call. I don't, it was one where if it was the other way, you wouldn't overturn it that way either. Just you're going to go with whatever was called on the ice here. So Crosby gets his goal. Pittsburgh's up 1-0 here. And like I said, terrible misplay by the Islanders behind their net.
You go to the window, and, George. Go to the window.
That's a good thing. You already said it. Crosby had, 9 points the last four? He's been hot as all Hades here. So not a surprise here. The Islanders were just very nice to hand it to him. Oh, Cindy, you want to score your 598th goal? Here you go.
I did. So I did finally see the replay. That was absolutely pathetic. Basically, giving him the puck right in front of the net. Nothing like giving the puck to the greatest player of the last 25 years right in front and just let him do whatever he wants. That's pretty good. But
remember, now the Islanders got to kill a power play. They're terrible on the penalty kill. This could be a two goal challenge.
Two goal swing is probably what it's going to turn out to. Wah, Waugh's like, and they show Waugh like pointing up at the board, like, Patrick, come on. It's got to be clear and obvious if you're going after it. Clear exactly. And obvious. Again, you're
it's like when these are head coaches in NFL football when they challenge a spot. When you challenge a spot for like, you know, a couple of inches, yeah. They're not going to overturn that. You can't see it. You know, you'll never be sure about that. Then again, in the NFL, they should have, they should have trackers in the ball for crying out loud. I'm going to sound like Mike Blewett now, who's always on this.
The chips. Once again, I agree with 1,000%. Put the chips in the football.
Right. Put the chip in the ball. It's ridiculous that we go with these idiots. 70-year-old men.
Chips. Put the chips in.
I love watching these guys. They run to the sidelines, then they run in trying to find out where the, I'm sure you guys, you got that exactly right. I'm sure you got it, boys. Yeah. Don't worry. You're good. Crazy.
Chain gang.
$1 billion
Come
industry.
In there. Go.
Chain gang. Where's the index card, too? We might as well get break that out, too.
2-0 Leafs, by the way, as they've scored a couple goals against the Bruins. Nylander and Riley get them on the board with a couple of power play goals there. So 2-0 Toronto leads. No Matthews tonight for them. 1-1 Flames and the Canadiens now. 3-2 Carolina and the Flyers. And still, the three games that started at 8 East, all at the end of the first period, all scoreless so far. Utah, Winnipeg.
You played the Grand Salami tonight. You're screwed.
You're not doing well with the Grand Salami, no. You got no shot with it. Now, you do have a couple late-night games, too, George. Kraken, Avalanche, Canucks, Ducks, and Blue Jackets. God, Blue Jackets and Sharks. You got to be a diehard for that.
Be right on that
that's
one.
That's a diehard game for there. Wow. Anything on the Blue Jackets and the Sharks late night, George?
That's a game. You can have to talk to me when that game starts, Mike, about how the rest of my night went. And right now, it's not going bad enough for me to worry about that game. So, no. As of right now, no. I do have on the Colorado and Kraken. I'm on that game here. Our Lekkonen's returning tonight for Colorado. They might get Nichushkin back next week. So, Colorado is getting a little healthier. Although, I heard some rumors today, Mike, that Landeskog suffered a setback. And it might be a significant setback when that his career could be actually over, which it might be anyway. I said that's a rumor. Nothing I can substantiate, but it is going around here that something happened with Landeskog here, which would be a shame. Yeah, it truly would be a shame here. But him coming back from that injury was going to be rough anyway.
Not gonna lie, George. Like, it's been so long for Landeskog. He should shut it down. Like,
what
he really should.
Anyway?
Like,
that's fair.
It sucks. Like, it's not. He had a hell of a career. It's just too much to overcome. Keep getting these setbacks. It's got to be what 2 years since he's played. Has he played since
At
day
least.
One? I mean, maybe
At
he
least.
Played. He came back for the playoffs that next year. And then got hurt again immediately. But he's missed, I think, 2 full regular seasons since the Avs won the Cup. Because since the Avs won it 3 years ago. Am I right on that, George? It's been 3, right? You got Panthers last year and Vegas the year before that. So the Avalanche won.
He hasn't played since 21. So 22, 20, he's missed 2 years plus. 2 years plus now.
He has. It's...
So. And he's how old?
It's unfortunate, but he's got to shut it down. That's kind of where
he'll be 32 in a couple of weeks. So he's also 32 years old. I mean, young human getting old for a hockey player here. So I imagine his career is done.
You would like to think that sucks for him. That's for sure. All right, so you got plenty of hockey tonight, and that's where we're looking. There's also, of course, these college football games, little action. I did see some more scoring in that. 10-7 Ball State leads Miami of Ohio, and you're still getting nothing out of that Central Michigan Bowling Green game, 6-0. So if you were like to play the crazy overs in these MAC games, not a good start for you with that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, rocking with you on a Tuesday. Not another grid. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our release of SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 on a Tuesday night. On the grid, Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe out, George Kurtz in, as per usual, on a Tuesday night. little get off my lawn time, George. Like, and you're with me here because you're on Long Island as well. Like, I'm annoyed that, because I was just trying to, I had to change the temperature in here. I had to do, like, I'm annoyed that I feel like I was robbed of fall, George. I'm upset by it. Like, I love the fall. It's my favorite time of year. And I just, it was like 75, 80 degrees today on Long Island in the tri-state area. It's like tomorrow, same thing. It's like 75, 80. I want my 55 sweatshirt weather, George. I don't need this. Like, I deal with hot weather all summer. I know George loves it. He probably loves the nice weather. He's all about it. And we haven't rained in like 6 weeks around here either, which is also like, you know, I don't like rain either, but you know, once in a while, the grass is looking bad, George. We got to pick some things up out here. We got, come on. I mean, it's not looking great out here. You need a little bit of rain, a little bit.
The rain is a concern, no doubt. I am not complaining about the nice weather. By the way, hey, you know, Mike, if you want a taste of autumn, feel free to come on out here. I've got leaves up the wazoo that you can rake.
Oh,
and, yes. You know, leaf blow and bag. Feel free. Anytime, bro. Anytime. I'll even buy you a pizza. I'm not complaining.
I was happy today because, like, I realized I'm taking the Halloween stuff down, and none of it got wet this year, which is great. I love it. None of it got wet. You can put it right back in the box. Don't have to dry it out. And usually you got to air everything out afterwards, all the blow-ups, all the Halloween stuff. But none of it got wet. Never rained. Perfect. It was a great month of October as we get the turkeys out for Thanksgiving. I don't skip ahead to Christmas either, George. Like, I still got, we put the turkey out front. Got to give Thanksgiving a little bit of a couple week run before you move on to the Christmas trees.
By the way, is that that meme you can see about the blow up turkey, and he's got his, like, his foot or whatever on the blow up Santa going, "Not yet, fat boy." You know, I do kind of like that.
That's a good one. I've seen that. That's good. That is a good one.
It's funny.
Not yet.
It's funny. Islanders tied it up, by the way. Fluky goal, but the Islanders score.
Popped
up in the air. No one knew where it was, and. Little baseball by Palmieri. He hit a home run there. Good for him.
Wow.
Islanders tied. I got fluky. It's the only way they can score a goal. Got to get a little fluky goal here.
What'd you get for the total in that game? 5.5? What'd you get for
the total? I think it's 5.5, yeah. I wish it was 6.5, but then you're not getting that with the Islanders.
No, you never never get to 6.5 with the Islanders. Not anymore, at least. Yeah, so you get 1-1 now. And the live number is still 5.5. So you can still get 5.5. Pretty juice to the under, though. -220 for the under there. They're giving you,
wow.
I mean, George, they're giving you the Penguins at +106 right now. Again, like, I hate betting against my own team, but, like, it's like.
They're giving a lot of credit to an Island team that's 8,000 injuries. They're playing somebody on defense, Xavier George, who has 5 professional games.
Yeah.
Not NHL games, professional games.
What do they got? They shown the crowd there. What do they got? It's because it's starting to happen, George. They've had like nine grand in there the other night. Like, they're starting to get those old Coliseum crowds on a weeknight, 9,000, 10,000, 11,000. They thought they'd get a few years of just great crowds just because of the building, but when it's $22.50 for a Heineken, that it doesn't, and $50 to park, you know, it doesn't.
It's $50 to park. Yeah, forget to. Damn.
Get keep people
park 9 miles away. By the way, that's fun.
You pay $50 and you can't even just get out of your car and walk into the arena. You pay $50 and you got to take like a tram to get into the place. So, but they're not at the dump anymore, George. They're not at the dump anymore.
No,
so
it's a nice arena.
It's a great arena. And you walk in there and you can't even believe that it's the Islanders' home. But there's still a small part of us, even though it's gone, that you missed the old dump
over there on the Coliseum.
You missed the old dump on Hempstead Turnpike. Now you have the new place on Hempstead Turnpike, a little further down the road, but you do get that. Still no goals in any of these other games. Tampa, Utah, and the Kings. Still no goals in any of them. Which is bananas so far, and all the other games are going to get going. We will start next hour. I have several things to get to you. I will start the second hour with your Cowboys. We got other stuff to discuss as well. I'll spend a few minutes on these college football playoff rankings. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, George Kurtz, and Rochelle. We're back in the grid right after this.